102.3 The Beach presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe DeYoung.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, and welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, buddy. You know what? If you're
We apologize if we just busted the speakers in your car.
Right. If you're at Fish 307 Jacks or Jacks 307 Fish or whichever way that
goes. You better
goes,
get them right, man.
Okay.
Katie's going to be all over me about it.
No, Katie stops everything in this office store when the Pledge of Allegiance comes along. She had a customer sitting in there. She's put him and said, stand there. And she stops, puts her hand over her heart and says the pledge every show. And the guy says, what are you doing? And she said, I looked at him. I said, I'm doing the pledge. And the guy started mumbling about something anyway.
The problem he's got to ask.
Yeah. I tell you, though. I went over there to deliver the papers.
It's Fish 307 Jack.
That's what I said. I said it a very different way you could put it together. That lady has trolling motors lined up, the work that she's getting in, and she gave our show the credit, and I really thank her for that. But it feels good when somebody's advertising with you and they say, hey, man, we're getting some business off of your advertising.
And she's got Fishing Connection copies in her place of business, too.
She does.
Yeah. Bonus.
She got to give a little bit of credit to this 7-foot tide swing and all the oysters and jacks, too, though.
Yeah. You know what's embarrassing. You know, I took
Look at Rick's prop.
I didn't have a prop there for a while. I took my trolling motor over, and so did Steve Crowder. And what she does, she embarrasses you a little bit. She saves all the crump and grime and everything, and she hands it to you in a little bag, a Ziploc bag, says, you wonder why your trolling motor's not running?
That's good if it comes from under the prop, but when she pulls out the head unit and all that, that's when it's really bad.
All right, on the show today.
Who do we got on the show today?
We had a few changes in schedule, but we got them covered.
Did you get it covered?
Yeah. We have the man who has probably taught Mr. Tim Stouter everything he knows about fishing. Mr. Jim Miller's in the house today. I'm glad Tim's in New York because he probably didn't hear that.
You'd be surprised. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. And to his left, Admiral. Look at the Admiral over there. John Chappie Chapman. Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Joe?
All right, man. All right, we had a host of the show earlier, but for some reason he's disappeared. He's up underneath the desk trying to find a pen or something. So we got a tournament this weekend. Who's fishing it? Both of you guys going to fish it?
I'm going to try. Catching, I don't know, but I'll be fishing.
Well, Terry, I'm going to tell you something. I just got a piece of information that there's no fishing where you're going.
If they're in there, I couldn't find them.
Yeah. Well, whenever she goes with Rick, there's no fish there either. So
I'm going to ball games.
Talk about humbling. Yeah, the amount of time I spent out there the last 2 days to come up with one scoreable fish, it's embarrassing. it was rough. I honestly never had a
well. Rick can at least score
down there.
Rick can score in a ball game, but he can't.
I mean,
score
if you're scoring,
fishing, so.
If you're scoring 9 or 10 inch trout, then I'm golden. But it was 2 days of nothing but dinks left and right.
I can't imagine what an ex-wife would be like, but that's what that place is like sometimes.
Flutter or drought. I've been on both ends, luckily.
I'm on all three ends. I got more problems than anyway. Jesus. And what we were talking about. The Intercoastal itself also has been slow. John Eggers has been going out just about every day. He's had charters and one or two good fish here and there. Oh my gosh, how could I forget his name?
Mr. Chip Wingo?
Mr. Chip Wingo, thank you. Chip,
I didn't
Chip,
know
I'm
you
sorry.
Were talking about it, I just knew it.
Okay. Chip's also been struggling a little bit in the Intercoastal, so it seems like it's at least from the little jetties all the way down through the valley and into Guana. Is the, by the fact, too, I saw Captain Leon Dana yesterday and over at First Coast Marine picking up his new boat.
It's in, huh?
Yeah, he's got it, and he was just
was
one
this,
excited.
A Mitzi?
No, he got a...
I thought I got a Mitzi.
Well, he's the one with the living room full of stuff right. on Facebook, yep. right? He yeah, keeps adding... Yeah.
He's going to have quite the machine by the time it's put together.
I love it.
I'm not sure what he had over there.
It's a Mitzi. I believe that's what he's got.
I don't know if he could fit all that stuff on a Mitzi. All that stuff in his living room.
Brett Cannon doesn't sell them. Maybe he picked up the line. I don't know. And don't forget, guys, if you are looking for a new boat.
Or he had a Mitzi, maybe.
He did have a Mitzi. Yeah. Seen him out there a lot.
Atlantic Coast Marine's the place to go. Man, they're hopping and they're making deals over there. I was over there talking to Brett and about coming in. I think he's going to join the Fishing Connection also. Yeah. But he had, you know, two or three people with salesmen everywhere. And he says his other location over there, Jack's Boat Sales, had just a phenomenal month. And so Brett's doing really well, and we congratulate him on that. And he's doing real good. So that's one of the people to go see. But going back to the bite, there seems to be not much bite. And, of course, Captain Chappie over here, he can't tell us too much because he cut up his leg and he hadn't been able to go out. And
slash.
Before I went out, it was a rough bite, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it's been just look at the numbers from the Florida Pro last weekend on Saturday. They weren't real impressive numbers there. It was a lot of folks that grew up here, lived here, darn good fishermen from around here, and they're way down on the list with like one fish.
I just received a photo, and I'd like to say congratulations on a nice slam here. Looks like Toby Browning got a couple of nice reds in the 20-plus division with a nice trout and a nice flounder. Good job.
Go to Safe Harbor?
Good job, Toby.
I don't know, but it looks like it's on the deck of a dock or something. But anyway, looks good. Good job.
Hey, feel free
Safe
to
Harbor, seafood.
Feel free to send us the info on the flounder.
Now we've been catching flounder around the store. Terry caught a 16-inch flounder. Boy, you're loud as I am.
Right, wow. Getting to the good stuff.
That's what you get when you insult a redhead.
Sorry, right, we'll talk about it on break.
Oh boy, what a Now she's blushing again.
I don't know.
She just look at her.
I gotta sit over there where Joe is.
She gotta figure us out after a while.
Telephone number,
Joe. Three more weeks.
Telephone number, Joe.
904-296-2692. Got a lifesaver in my mouth. 296-2692. Y'all stand by. Be right back.
She just put her lunch down.
Comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located in Mayport on Libby Road, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924. Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, we're back on. Yeah, we got a red light. Put the headsets on, gentlemen and ladies.
She snuck up on us.
I thought it was a reflection from her hair.
Whoa. That's just rough.
Ah, I can read lips. we're continuing to talk about the bite being very slow. I did see two nice trout where Cabler and Chip Davis went out during the night.
Yeah, there's a lot of night. The night's on fire.
The night's on fire, what it is. And they had two trout that they caught night before last. Nice big ones. I was talking about, Terry caught about a 16-inch flounder, but by the time, you know, you would think there'd be a two pounds of meat on that.
Mm-hmm.
One and a half at most.
Yeah, skinny little booger.
Yeah, it was amazing that the flounder was so long, but he was definitely a potato chip long flounder.
I'm not greedy. I'll take 10, 12 inches tomorrow.
I caught one the other day. It was really nice. He came up way off the bottom and hit I wasn't fishing for him. I was fishing for a redfish. He came up way off the bottom and hit a white gulp shrimp on a jig head and just busted it like a trout or a red does. And I was surprised to see him. I mean, once I hooked him, I knew what it was because he was trying to hold to the bottom and
down.
What
kind of gulp? Swimming mullet or?
No, it was just a white gulp shrimp. He came up and nailed it like he was hungry, but he didn't have any of his brothers or sisters over there. I didn't check around, but.
Well, see, now Keith yesterday was using that white silver.
Like gold flake or something?
Gold flake. But white, let's say basically a white colored.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what colors have you been using out there?
I start with white. I mean, that's usually my go-to, but I should go grab it on my next break. The little tray in my kayak. Yeah, probably 14 colors in the little tray that I've been using over the last two. I've been throwing everything but the kitchen sink. Actually, I threw the kitchen sink at them too, but I've been trying everything. But white's usually my go-to almost all year round.
On the outgoing, it's been clear. The water's been super, super clear.
It was nice the other day when I was out.
But, I mean, on the incoming, you get a little mud. But it's super. Otherwise, it's extremely clear, like 30-degree weather clear.
Let me give you a little message here from Fish 307 Jacks, Mr. Hale. All right. I give the customer their little dirt scale shells baggy so they can see that they really had an issue and that we really did the repair. That's why I also show the customers their old parts. Yep. That's awesome. The last time I showed a customer my old parts, he threw me out of the store. Mm. All right. Ba-ding, ba-dong, broom.
I'm glad she does that because you never know what you get around sometimes. But hey, I wish all car dealers did that because sometimes you wonder if they did anything when you get it back.
But
always,
What's embarrassing, though, see, usually everybody else's is a little tiny bag. My trolling motor had a lunch-size bag.
Full-size paper or plastic.
No, he had one of those 50-gallon trash lawn bags.
I don't understand why my trolling motor's not working. And she, I go back a couple of days later, and she said, this is the reason why your trolling motor's not working.
No, when I went out with Rick that day, we went out behind San Pablo. And all of a sudden, we started hearing this. I says, Rick, when did you get a vibrator on your boat? This feels great. He goes, oh, that's my prop in the oyster shells.
Harvesting some shellfish, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that several times.
All right. Now, this weekend, here was a main confusion, evidently. Tony evidently had a meeting place for the captain's meeting. Then he might have switched it, as I was reading. And then now it's back to the pavilion.
I never saw where it was listed anywhere except for here recently. I don't know that Audubon place is
Audubon Speedway.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I didn't see any changes. I always thought it was there. It's where it was last year.
Okay, yeah, I just saw Craig Van Brocklin ask, "Is the meeting back at?"
Yeah, I think because the original post didn't have a meeting place. It just said there was going to be a meeting. I think. Okay. I don't know for sure.
Back at referring to where it was last year.
Right.
Probably.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I hope that's where it is because that's where I'll be going.
Okay. So, everybody, it is now posted on the website at the Audubon Speedway. So, I guess that's a go-kart inside racetrack.
Yeah, they got a nice little room in the back that we're in.
Okay.
I know it's on Google. I checked already. Google Maps.
Well, that's what we did good. Yeah.
Well, speaking of new tournaments, it's not a new tournament, but a new name.
And our seventh year.
It is the FCKC, as it was last year. But it's not the First Coast Kayak Challenge. It is now the Fishing Connection Kayak Challenge. Mm-hmm. Same Facebook page. Okay, the only thing that's changing is the name and the logos. But other than that, everything is still as was.
So we're going to try to promote it and raise the $4,000 again.
What's the date this year?
It's June 27th.
June 27th is the tournament date. And I switched it for you, Mr. Chappie. You're okay.
So when you go to that Facebook page, I've already got the registration form up. I wanted to let this tournament get underway first before we posted for ours. But the registration is up, and the PayPal button is up. You will, once you make your registration, you fill that form out. At the bottom of that form, when you click send, it's going to tell you exactly where you can go to pay.
So when is it again?
June 27th.
That's a Tuesday.
I know, it's the 24th.
Thank you. 24th. Well, there you go. I was going to say
Rick says, take the date off the Facebook page.
You got it,
so
Rick.
I did.
You got it, Rick. It's the 24th. I got it on my calendar.
Wow. So now I got to go back and change it.
If you put 27th up, because that's not what was up. 24th was up.
The 27th. I can go to the Facebook page right now.
I don't care.
Just show it to you.
Well, nobody on radio wants to.
We got plenty of Fridays between now and then to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Either way, that's good to go.
I should have always double-checked behind.
There is no May tournaments, to my knowledge, in kayaks. And so this would be a nice long break, I thought. So it'd be 6-7 weeks between tournaments to give everybody a chance to regroup, get some money in their pockets, and get ready for this one. I haven't made up my mind yet where we're going to hold it at. So I'm looking at 2 or 3 different venues right this second. And so,
all right, we've already got stuff rolling in. Got a donation of a gift basket and a gift card from Dunkin' Donuts of Ponte Vedra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Toby, appreciate it.
These are heroes in the water. This benefits heroes in the water, our servicemen and women. Every penny. In other words, me and Joe sit there at the tournament, and we hand the cash right straight to the Heroes in the Water chapter treasurer.
I remember that last year.
And yeah, a real good turnout.
Yeah. We had 100. I think it was 98, yeah, 99.
Yeah, it just pushed almost 100. Yeah.
I'm hoping to go over 100 this year. And this is the break off, and we started the Loose North Florida Kayak Challenge, which was a trail. The trail got to be hard. And when I first started the trail, there was no kayak tournaments around except the Classic.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we started the trail, and then all of a sudden, another one, and another one started popping up everywhere. So it got to be impossible to find good dates. And so I went to the single tournament. And matter of fact, I wasn't even going to have a tournament until I got mad about something that happened at the Classic. And so we decided to have a tournament.
See, now, turned out good.
The rules and everything are basically staying as last year?
Yeah, exactly, guys. We're going to be fishing. FWC rules, your red must be a slot red. But see, there's a catch to this rule here. A trout can be any size because state law allows you to keep one trout over 20.
Yeah.
Okay. But at least you're not breaking the law. And the other thing that bothers me is a lot of people do not know how to vent a redfish properly and put him back in the water if they catch some of these oversized redfish. Terry was out fishing with Crowder, and while they were out there fishing, some people caught a oversized redfish, and the poor thing was floating down the river. They didn't know how to, you know, do it. Well, Crowder and Terry and them, they went over, got the redfish, put a little knife underneath the fin. You could hear the air come out, torpedoed him down, and he swam off.
Yep.
So a lot of people end up killing a redfish for no reason at all. And that's the reason why I want to stay in this slot red. You can take it, that redfish home with you. If you do catch a slot, he's usually in reasonably deep, you know, proper water. Mm-hmm. So he's easy to release if you don't want to keep him.
And another thing, too, that really bothers me, and I see a lot when I'm out in the kayak, some people do, but they'll catch a fish, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a slot fish or something, but smaller fish, he swallows a hook. They'll get the pliers or start cramming them down the middle of his stomach trying to get the hook out, cut the line, and let the fish go. He'll be fine.
It'll rust out.
But they're pulling out. And they're tugging on the line, and here comes the guts and the heart and the liver and everything, and then they just take the fish, throw it back in the water.
You know, that brings up a subject. You know, there's been some controversy on Facebook, and there was one of the radio shows that's on Saturday. Two of them that have shows on Saturday were talking about the amount of fish being kept, and you know, it was if you don't need the fish, don't keep him. If you're not going, if he's illegal, don't kill him. Cut the line, let him go. We're getting a population. Sunday, I went out, like I made a bad mistake. I went out Sunday in the boat. Buddy, you had to, you know, give hand signals to turn left or right. Or, and if you're in a kayak, I think Jacqueline had to dodge boats. Yeah. There were so many people out there on the water. And the pressure on the fish, and that's what I get a call from one of the Florida newspapers and fishing newspapers each month, and I tell them I think we got a lot of pressure all of a sudden on the fish here in Jacksonville, and that's the reason why we are having a hard time.
I'll tell you something I noticed was from the kayak to the boat, I figured there was going to be a lot of skittish fish because of the trolling motor.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I first went over to the boat, it wasn't in season. The tournament season started. Trolling motor didn't bother the fish. But now that all these tournaments are kicking in,
they're learning.
Those fish ain't stupid. They know that trolling motor, and they bolt a lot earlier. So it's a real deal.
It's a real deal.
All right, phone number 904-296-2692. The website, go by, check it out. FBMGJacks.com. FBMGJacks.com. That's where you're going to go to pay your registration fee for the tournament, too. All right, y'all stand by. We're going to be right back. Get a few words from our great sponsors. Hold on.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272 CQ Jacksonville, 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vladimir Putin's press secretary says relations between the U.S. and Russia are at a very low ebb, perhaps exceeding the hostility between Washington and Moscow during the Cold War. President Trump's top lawyer is inviting a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers to view classified information at the White House. The president hopes to crack down on trade abuse by signing a pair of executive orders later in the day. The orders come 1 week before the president is scheduled to host the president of China at Mr. Trump's estate in Florida. Opposition to Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch is swelling in the Senate as Democrats get closer to the numbers they need to block the nominee with a filibuster. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 25 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Could break a record with a high of 88, partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon, 59 clear skies tonight, then 86 and lots of sun for Saturday, 57 a fair night for Saturday night, Sunday with sun will go up to 84, 64 for Sunday night, then some rain for Monday, pretty good rain chance, 87 the high, 63 the low for Monday night, then 86 with partly cloudy skies Tuesday.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville, 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy, 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood, and at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival with our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need for all your spring projects. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer starting at a new lower price of $19.98. Plus, go all out with 25% off all Charbroil Commercial and Signature Series gas grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Grill offer valid 329 through 45, U.S. only.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early bird specials for spring essentials, like women's Sonoma tees, just $7.99 each, girls' jumping beans tops, just $7 each, and men's and women's New Balance sneakers for only $59.99. Plus, friends and family take an extra 20% off, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Saturday, only at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. Offer valid March 29th through April 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe DeYoung.
It rolled on with the chair wheel.
Okay, right, we're back. Okay, y'all were talking about Matt Chipperfield and had a gigantic blue.
We're not sure if that was Chipperfield or
Mr. Derringer Sr.
Oh, Derringer Sr. Okay.
I've seen a couple big ones around.
And they were telling me that in the surface and out, intercoastals and everything else has been kind of hit or miss. The surf fishing has been on fire. Pompano. And they said they're catching the biggest blues that they've ever seen here in North Florida. Usually we get the 12-inchers, whatever, the little ones on their way up north. And when they get up north is when they get gigantic. And people just love to go blue fishing in the, up north.
Yeah, but that was Matt.
It was Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Matt's one of our riders for the Guana area. And I'll go back to that in a minute. But the bite on the ocean people has just been phenomenal. The problem being is that the wind, if we get a straight east wind, your whole bottom, you'll catch fish. But the wind starts coming out of the southeast or the northeast, it's been cranking. And so you cast out, you wait about 10 minutes, and your bait's on the beach and about 10 feet down from you. But if the wind's straight out of the east, you're having good fishing going on. And again, the Pompano, like you said, I think the water temperature being as mixed up as it is, Pompano already here and catching some nice Pompano.
Black drum,
yep. And so things are good as far as surf fishing goes. Okay, what you guys got going on?
Them bluefish?
Just looking at those bluefish.
Just looking at that bluefish?
There's some honkers around.
And I have a picture of our local cook, and where he caught a gigantic bluefish about 5 or 6 years ago.
Jeff?
Yep, Jeff Altman. And I got that hanging in the store.
I love that recipe. You know, I like to cook every now and then, too. And sometime way back in the day, somebody put a long recipe on bluefish up and
really?
Didn't get to the very end until it said, throw the fish away and eat the plank.
Eat the plank, yeah.
Speaking of Jeff,
makes me laugh every time.
Speaking of Jeff, I could put an announcement right now that we're going to have a contest in 5 minutes or something, and I could look over at her, and she would see that phone ring. It would be Jeff. He's on the phone ready to answer. He's quick, man.
And we don't have nothing to give away today, Jeff. Sorry.
Hey, tell him to call in and tell us where the flounder are at.
Yeah.
Hadn't he been on vacation? On a cruise or something?
Well, he went on a cruise, but that was a week and a half ago, wasn't it?
I haven't seen, but his pictures of his recipe this month in the paper was beautiful. It looked good, didn't it?
That must be what he's going to do is stack up on flounder tomorrow. That's what. So if you want a flounder, follow Jeff. Everybody follow Jeff.
Okay, now, I've never fished this tournament, and I really never have read the rules. Is it total length? Is that how he does it?
It looks like. Yep. It looks you know better than
I do. Yeah, it's a bag limit tournament. You know, same deal, catch, photo, release, and total aggregate length.
But how do you know the same trial's not being taken the picture the same two or three times?
You know, I'm sure if there's questions, they'll take a look, blow it up, count the spots, whatever they got to do.
I'm sure you got to put them on the board the same way, all the fish.
Yeah, supposed to be belly towards you, head to the left.
Just like golf.
He runs a tight ship.
So you can see spots. You can see different spots in trout.
Yeah.
Different things.
I mean, if somebody puts up, you know, 5 17-inch trout, they're going to take a closer look. You know,
what you do is you ride around with a magic marker in your pocket and then
add spots.
Don't give people no ideas, man.
It changes it up a little bit. So a lot of the tournaments that we fish in are you know, two or three fish, you know. So you're right. After, you know, I'd be all right catching three fish as long as they were good ones. This one's a little different. You know, I'll take 10, 12-inch flounder, 5 16-inch trout, 120, and 2 22-inch reds and be happy.
And, I told Terry that this is not the regular one-fish tournament. You got to grind.
You got to have discipline to move and change directions.
So I'm assuming he lets everybody leave at safe light, which is usually 6:30, 7 o'clock.
6:30 or 7, yep.
Right.
Yep.
And you have to be in by 4 o'clock, I think it is.
6, actually. I think you're in line by 6, so it's a long day.
Yeah, there's daylight savings time going on now. Yep. So yep.
Wow, that's a 12-hour gig there. That's a long run.
It's a grind for sure. It's fun. I like it. Like I said, it's a little different than the tournaments we're used to fishing. So
right.
It takes a little different mentality, a little different game plan. And I don't have one. So
you're not the only one. Everybody have talked to just fishing the tournament, and they're having the same problems you are. Where are the fish?
I'm going to blame it on the new moon and the rise in water.
Hey, here lately, that's all I've had. I had a hell of a game plan. But...
I've been fishing,
don't mean anything. No.
I've been fishing the last 2 days straight all day, 12, 13 hours, and I've got nothing.
Yeah, I love the word game plan. I had this great game plan for the El Cheapo.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the lures or the jigs that they gave you in the bag, mm-hmm. I put a big old hunk of crab meat on that. Boy, boom. Got this nice sheephead up at the boat. He kind of looked at me, he smiled, and said, bye.
See ya.
Spat that hook out right on. And that was the next thing I caught was a blowfish or, you know.
Pufferfish.
They even eat fiddler crabs. And that was it. And then the hurricane started.
Yeah. Oh, man, that wind.
And we got blown everywhere.
We've had wind. Horrendous wind.
March has been awful. Yeah. Everywhere I go. I've been down to Tampa earlier this month, down in Ormond last weekend. Everywhere I go, 20 mile an hour.
Well, my plan was to fish the Beach Boulevard Bridge because it had been holding some seabed. And that's where I did hook the one. And then we were going to go into Isle of Palms, and they have rocks all around the entrance ways. The wind was blowing so hard, you went right back. That's to where you wanted to go, and pedaling back, I had Donnie Leeper's kayak. Mm-hmm. There was no pedaling back. That was it.
I think that IFA kayak Sunday, that was torture, at least where I was at. It was like 9:30. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't 5.5 miles from the launch, I'd have went home. It was awful.
Thank God I had left my truck with Joe, and I said, Joe, I'm on some road. I don't know where it's at. And
we ain't going to talk about that.
Let me tell you what. It was really funny. I looked down. I said, God, there's a dock. And so I said, Terry, we're heading that direction out of the wind. And I got to the dock and got it to the road. And thank God one of my customers passed. I said, he stopped. And I said, where am I at? He goes, I'm private property. This is a private road.
He's in a private subdivision, and I needed a code to get into the gate to get him.
So there was a case. It's better to be lucky than good. That one.
Tomorrow is April 1st, so hopefully these March winds are gone and we get some decent weather.
Well, tomorrow you'll have some April Fool's Day, probably another hurricane type day.
The fish are going to pull the April Fools, but hopefully the weather cooperates.
Okay. John, what you been doing now outside of cutting your leg up?
I did the Florida Redfish Pro and had a little technical difficulty there, but my buddy came to the rescue. We got the boat good to go, and we caught some fish, but the redfish, they're just not cooperating right. And the wind picked up to hurricane force winds there too, and I got a little flats boat. It didn't like that river. The river was angry going back.
I saw two of the people that placed in it, and the redfish were not that impressive.
They're just tough right now. I mean, we saw them. We saw some. And, you know, I always hear people say, you saw them. But we really did see them. I mean, you know, there's a dock. And I said, hey, you know, this dock right here usually holds pretty good fish. And we stayed way away from it. And finally, we kind of worked our way up to it. And then here they come, blowing out from under it. And they were big redfish. But they just, it seems like, I got a theory. But, I mean, I don't have any scientific proof behind it. But I think that the cold, the warm, has stunted some of the crab and things that come out of the mud, you know, when they're buried real deep in the cold. I think they started coming out and then they got stunned again. I think the big redfish are just going around eating everything at will and they don't have to fight for any food. So, you know, everything we're offering them, they're like, well, we already ate all that all night long. Because you don't see many blue crab out either right now. But they were coming out because we had that real, real warm spell.
Yeah, we got blue crabs in February.
They were coming out, and I think they got stunted again, and I think everything just ate all of that. And they're just not eating like the big ones aren't eating like they normally do.
Okay, any questions?
We do have another tournament coming up May 6th, the Florida Surf Casters Open Tournament. That's going to be held over at Dave's Place, Strike Zone. So you can sign up for that at surffishingflorida.com. Registration is now open for the surf fishing tournament. And then you've got the Big WT, which comes up this Tuesday.
This Tuesday. I would like to fish that.
Yeah. So would I, but I got priorities.
Yeah, you got the boss telling you she's going to the movie and you're taking her.
Yeah, we're going to go see Vin Diesel. All right, 904-296-26. He's cute. 904-296-2692. Y'all stand right back. We'll be right back.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack.
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle, Rick's Weekly Fishing Portable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
That's 904-287-09. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Something happened there. We just kind of just went right back into it. Okay, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
Hey guys, I have an announcement for you.
All right.
For all the bass heads out there, that Sunday, April 2nd, is the March of Dimes Bassin' for Babies tournament out of Whitey's Fish Camp.
And this is Freshwater Mike.
Yes, sir.
I had a long time no hear. Where you been?
I know, man.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
But this is like the first decent-sized tournament out of Whitey's this in the season, and they're big turnout, big raffle, and it's all to raise money for the March of Dimes.
Sounds like a great cause.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a good day if you ain't fishing to go check the tiki bar out and see some nice bass out of the river, Wade. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to check something else out. The tiki bar.
You're talking about tiki bar. Yeah.
Oh, I said tiki bar.
Oh, tiki bar.
Hey, you don't have to go straight home afterwards, you know.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You sure you called the right show, Mike?
Yes, I did. Okay. I hope I did.
I'll tell you what, I delivered papers now, the Fishing Connection on to Whitey's Fish Camp. What a nice place.
Yeah, great little spot. Most of their time, I've always seen great turnouts in their tournaments.
But don't ever make the mistake to call over there at lunchtime to talk to the boss, because he's kind of busy. I found that out yesterday.
Great location.
We can pick up the Fishing Connection at Whitey's Fish Camp now?
Yes, you can. It's been there, but they're going quick, man. You got to get there, I mean, real early. And what I'm trying to stress to people is we've increased our distribution points so much that the papers are going faster than they normally did in the past. And to absolutely assure you're going to get a paper every month, we have the subscription option. If you want a paper, you know you're going to get it the first or second of every month, get a subscription. Very simple. Well, you get it mailed to you.
That's a good thing. I mean, I can tell you this, as a casual reader of the old one, very casual, I can say the new one is much, much better. The Fishing Connection, the new paper is much better.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all really worked your hinds in off on
that. Well, we got some of the top guys in Northeast Florida writing for us and everything, and we got an editor, and we got sponsorships, and so everything seems to be running pretty well right now. The spring coming up, it's just going to get even better.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, well, let's hear from you more often.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, Taylor, what's going on, buddy?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yes, you, man.
Oh, nice. So I just moved into a new condo, and I've been trying to catch some bass, but I'm having some trouble.
This is not the regular Taylor. Okay, this is the new Taylor. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
It's okay. So I've been putting the worms on my Sputnik lure, but they aren't hitting it, and I can't figure out what's wrong.
I don't know what a Sputnik lure is.
It's one of those heavy things with the metal prong.
Oh, that's not a lure. That's just a sinker. You're fishing out of the surf, right?
Somebody's giving you the hook, line, and sinker, and you've taken it all, Joe.
Well, I'm trying to play along with him.
I mean, I'd go with the 8-ounce Sputnik when I'm going for bass personally, but, you know, that's
a lot of grass.
Yeah. I'll give you a suggestion. Try one of those, it's called fish nibbles. If you can get those at your local department stores, you can go in there. They're called a fish nibble. Comes in three different colors. And just try one of those. Those things work very well for me.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right, buddy.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was a good one. That must have been from, never mind, I ain't going to say that.
Sputnik, huh?
Yeah. A Sputnik lure. If somebody doesn't know what we're talking about, a Sputnik is a weight with wires that comes off of it.
For surf fishing,
when the wind is blowing like it's been blowing, that's what you use it for.
And if it doesn't hold a Sputnik, then it's time to just pack up and go home.
I could see stabbing one after you cast it in the water. You can stab a bass with one and really.
Maybe hit him on the head if you can see him and knock him out.
Well, Leon, how's your new boat doing, buddy? I saw you were one happy person. No, he's not on.
Leon, how you doing?
He's on Facebook, and I didn't wait to see if he was going to give me a reply on that new boat.
He must have took a break from having to unload everything from his living room to put it on the boat. Maybe
I heard it was a Maverick.
Maverick. Yeah, okay. That's what it is. It's a Maverick because that's what Brett Cannon sells is a Maverick.
Maybe it was Maverick Pathfinders. Maybe that's what he had before was the other one.
You know, he was talking about bass fishing a second ago. I think the biggest payout kayak bass fishing tournament is happening in Tennessee this weekend. I think it started today.
The Open?
Yeah, like $100,000.
That series is taking off.
Yeah. I've
never really
crazy.
Been big into bass, but
I'm sure somebody from around here went.
But. You know, it's really sad. And here they are. They got a kayak tournament now, $100,000 for bass. At one time, they really tried to make the redfish tour, and then there was another redfish tour going on, trying to build them up as bass has built up, but it just never caught on. We had maybe 200 boats back in the day when I was fishing tournaments, but the payouts were nowhere near like they are in the bass tournaments.
Yeah,
I don't know what the deal is.
The minimum wages increase. That's what it is. So people's got more spending money.
I don't know what he's talking about. But there's a whole lot more salt water than there is fresh water.
You would think
but
the fresh water is inland, and there's a whole lot more inland, and there's a whole lot more people concentrated inland than there is on the coast.
Only so many states.
I guess if you can afford to live right on the saltwater coast, then you can't afford to fish all the time.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know
how that works, but it seems like in the middle they got a lot more time to fish, a lot more people to fish right here on the coast. It's hard to get out all the time.
Well, and it probably gets pounded a lot more around here than it would, you know, you got some nice little lakes and ponds inland that they don't get
What I mean is how many times have you been out and you seen those big beautiful houses and docks?
Yeah.
There's nobody fishing on those. That's what I mean. The closer you live to the water, you live right on the water. Those guys don't even fish.
Well, see, a lot of them
You got boats sitting up in those lifts that have been there for months.
Right.
And never seen the water at all.
See, the people inland, especially around the Chattahoochee, they'll fish that because it's hotter than a Hoochie Coochie.
Yeah, yeah. I just know there's a lot more inland and a lot more bass fishing in the lakes and stuff like that. And even the guys that live on the lakes, they don't sit their boats in the dock and sit them for months and
okay. Taylor number two, try it again, Taylor.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
What's going on?
Hey, bud. What's you doing?
Just got done finishing a car, and I'm going to go renew my tag so I don't get pulled over. You know.
All right. Well, don't scratch it with a Sputnik.
Oh yeah, and I know like a bunch of other idiots, you know, when you go get your tags renewed, you're supposed to put it on the right-hand side, not all over the license plate. I've seen a bunch of people, they do that, and I don't know why they think it's illegal, but it's not. Anyway, so back to fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Rick talk about the pressure. I kind of disagree with Rick's statement. I think the reason why the fish are slow is because a lot of people go out there and they get bait, and they call them bait dunkers. I'm a bait dunker too, but I'm not one of those serious fishermen. There's a lot of people like Arun and Chapman and Keith and all that. They know what time of year to target a fish, how to catch them, you know, if they're pressured. They check all that. Most of the people that go out there in
Taylor,
the boat, they
Taylor,
don't know that.
Taylor, Taylor, the type of pressure I was talking about is those people are fishing a lot. The pressure
on
the
fish. You're not catching it, though. I have not seen an over amount of fish being caught. I mean, there's tons of fish out there, but most of those people that are out fishing, they don't know how to fish properly. They're just like weekend warriors like me. I go out there, I don't really take it seriously. I like to catch a fish every now and then, but I don't think there's a lot of pressure in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I understand your point there, my friend.
Even if they're not catching them, just having the boats roll through, the motors stirring everything up. Splashing all around. I mean, you got more people on the water fishing. Whether they're catching fish or not, they're going
to
impact.
That's deep. That's some serious thinking to do on that one, bud. Seriously.
That's a good point. Everybody has their own opinion, but it's like a science. You got to figure out the science of fishing, and then once you figure that out, I think then there'll be no more fish. But it's hard, you know, to figure out where those fish are. No matter how much knowledge I believe that you know about a fish, I think it's hard to overfish it, you know, unless you're out there in the middle of the ocean and you're on a school of fish and you're pulling them up constantly in the creeks.
Mm-hmm.
Those fish move. They could be in Daytona 1 minute and Jacksonville the next. You know, we don't know where they're at.
Yeah. That's just like, say, in your line of business, if everyone that's in your line of business actually took their job seriously, there wouldn't be any cars for anybody to be able to detail, would they?
Nope, I guess not.
Okay. Point taken.
I talk to y'all later, dude.
All right, dude.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
So Joe walked him back. Joe walked him back on that one, didn't he? You know, you gotta love him, man. If you believe that you can't overfish an area, ask the people in Guam why they got Chinese longliners 15 miles off the coast there and all. Because there is no more fish off of China.
There is some more fish.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, people.
You can overfish the place easily.
There's parts of the ocean in the South Pacific that have no fish.
Yeah, and it's not because they weren't fished there to begin with. They were fished there.
Yeah,
but
go down to Guana and watch the different people just take and keep. If it's got a gill, it goes in the bucket.
Yep.
Well, yeah. If it's in China, it can't do anything with the cats because the cats wouldn't be eating all the fish, would they?
No, because the Chinese have already eaten all the cats.
Wrong. That's just wrong. I apologize. 904-296-2692. Website is fbmgjacks.com. That's fbmgjacks.com. Go by and check that one out. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in about 7-8 minutes. Hold on.